Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Your radio home on stations all across the state of Michigan and online at mibigshow.com, digitally through YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and Spreaker and all the places you can find us. You can listen to us anytime you like, anywhere you like. And I appreciate that very much. It's Michael Patrick Shields, pleased to be with you and welcoming to the radio stage someone who was born in Holland, Michigan, by the name of Elizabeth D. Prince back in the day. She's Betsy DeVos now, Secretary DeVos, the Secretary of Education, one of the great philanthropists and former chair of the Michigan GOP in West Michigan. Thank you for being here. Welcome back to the airwaves.
Thanks so much, Michael Patrick. It's great to hear your voice.
You too. It's been a long time now.
And, it has.
Glad to reconnect. What are you reading these days? Can you give us, instead of Oprah, we can have the Betsy DeVos reading list.
Well, let's see. I've got several books going. First of all, I'm reading a whole bunch of pieces or parts of the Bible because we are going to Israel in May, and I need to get prepared for that trip. And it's great to be reading in depth in ways that I haven't for quite some time. I'm also reading The Right Stuff, an older one by, what's his name? Wolf.
Oh, yeah,
Thomas Wolfe, yes, thank you, which is really interesting. Wow. About some of the first astronauts and the hotshot fighter pilots. And then I'm reading a new one called We Should Not Be Friends, given to me by a friend. He's the subject of much of the book. So, yes, I've got quite a variety going.
I think if a friend handed me a book that said we should not be friends, I would be offended. But okay. And in that Right Stuff book, which they made into a very popular movie, too, with General Chuck Yeager and all the rest of the, there's no mention of Chinese balloons in there, is there?
Not so far. No, I have not encountered any Chinese balloons yet.
And you've been busy writing your own book, too, Hostages No More, The Fight for Education Freedom and the Future of the American Child. So I guess when you write a book, you can have much greater appreciation for what it takes when you're reading one, too, right?
Oh, I certainly do. It was a great, great experience. I really enjoyed the process, and I especially enjoyed, I read the whole book myself as well for audiobook, which was a very tedious undertaking, but it was really good. I learned a lot, and the process of writing the book was great, recalling and you know, just putting all the details together in ways that hopefully is helpful for the people who read it. It really is, I think, a playbook for parents and policymakers about where we should go with education based on where we've been. And, you know, the title is a pretty provocative one, Hostages No More, but it is a direct reference to the father of our K-12 education system, Horace Mann. 175 years ago, he said that educators are entitled to look upon parents as having given hostages to our cause. And I think parents have seen just how many ways their children have been held hostage, particularly in these last few years, and their eyes have been opened, and their voices are raised as a result.
They've been held hostage, our children, at our own expense, too, which makes it doubly insulting, I think, in many cases. And come to find out that schools are teaching reading incorrectly. The one thing, if there's one thing they can come out of there with, it's the ability to read, please. And then I'm a fuzzy math George W. kind of person, but 28% of fourth graders reading proficiently, I can understand that stat, and it frightens me.
It is really appalling. And the notion that about three quarters of educators, schools across the country are trying to teach children in ways that just does not work. And they keep on doing it the same way. And I you know what is even more appalling is what has just happened in Michigan with Governor Whitmer signing legislation repealing the third grade reading gate. In other words, if kids can't read by the time they're at the end of third grade, they need to have extra help. They need to, ideally, their parents need to be able to take them and put them in a place where they're actually going to learn to read. Because going on and moving on to fourth grade and then getting into all of the education around needing to be able to have those reading tools to learn, it's just not happening, and it's not fair to these kids. And yet here she, you know, the legislature passed, jammed through this bill to repeal that law that's been on the books, that's been helping to ensure kids must be able to read before they can continue to just be passed on. It is so inconceivable to me that this has happened in Michigan.
If nothing else, if they're going to go ahead and do that, how about, you know, since we're in the mood these days to give away money, how about a stipend for tutors? I mean, we send kids to hockey camp and all sorts of other things. If they can't read, why not give them a stipend, have a tutor, have the parent choose and monitor how they're doing? But even that gets resistance.
Exactly. Well, this is a logical solution for those who say it's, you know, it's not fair to kids to hold them back. Well, there are lots of options before they get to the end of third grade if they're not learning to read. But, you know, Governor Whitmer and her whole crew have continued to rebuff every effort to try to extend these kinds of opportunities. Tutoring, you know, stipends, that was vetoed during all of the COVID crisis. And it's been vetoed again on more than one occasion. And it's all payoffs to her benefactors, the teachers union.
Well, students get graded on the A through F, but the unions don't like their members being graded that way, but it's darn vital. And like you said, there were plenty of stops along the way where they say, hey, wait a minute, we're getting close to the end of third grade here, and here's where we stand, and maybe we can do something to avoid this. But so very political.
Yeah. And I was just in Mississippi this past week and met with the governor and then was with a big group of people who are strong supporters of empowering parents to make choices and decisions for their kids' education. But Mississippi has had a very strong third grade reading gate for a number of years, and it's made a huge difference in how those kids are getting prepared. The numbers are undeniable. When I told them that we were, you know, Michigan was on the verge of repealing this, they were just dumbfounded. They could not believe anything so ridiculous.
Did you cross paths with Kwame Kilpatrick at that event in South Carolina, the Social Conservative Policy Conference?
I did not. I was in and out of there very quickly during the lunchtime because I had to get on to another event, another place in South Carolina that day. So, no, I did not.
Okay. What an interesting collision for sure.
Yeah.
Have you been to Israel before?
I have. I've been a couple of times, but it's been many years.
Well, have a very blessed trip right after Easter. That'll be super special. King David Hotel, I imagine?
No, we actually are going to be out and around the rest of the country most of the time.
Oh, like maybe
we'll be in,
Haifa,
I think we'll be in Jerusalem
Galilee,
a day or two, but it should be a good trip.
Well, bless you and your family, and thank you for all you do for Michigan from an entrepreneurial standpoint, and we appreciate the time very much. And keep reading through the right stuff, and we'll read your book. That's what our homework will be. Betsy DeVos's book, Hostages No More, The Fight for Education, Freedom, and the Future of the American Child.